From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Delegates talk peace while war rages in Syria. UN envoy Staffan de Mistura Monday officially declared the Syria peace talks underway in Geneva. He met with the opposition and plans to do the same Tuesday with the government delegation. Opposition spokesman Salim El-Mislat said his delegation received a positive response from the UN envoy to its demand for a halt in airstrikes to allow the flow of humanitarian aid to rebel-held areas.
We came here to discuss with the special envoy Resolution 2254, lifting the siege and stopping the crimes that done by Russian airstrikes in Syria. And I believe we received very positive messages from the special envoy. And tomorrow he will have a meeting with the regime side, and we will wait for a reply from him.
Meanwhile, opposition activists report dozens of barrel bombs dropped on the rebel-held town of Mor Demia, southwest of Damascus, while Syrian forces and the Russian allies launched an offensive in the northern city Aleppo. Damascus has agreed to allow aid convoys to enter the besieged town of Madaya, where thousands were reported to be starving to death. Aid will also be sent to two other northwestern towns under siege from rebels. The U.S. Monday condemned last week's terror attacks in Nigerian villages near the northern city Maiduguri. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
Boko Haram extremists bombed a market, attacked a village, and firebombed huts, burning to death dozens of innocent victims, including children, and wounding many more. We extend, of course, our deepest condolences to the families of the victims.
The death toll in Dalore from late Saturday's attack has now risen to at least 85. The Boko Haram insurgency has left some 17,000 dead and caused millions of others to flee in the past 6 years. This is VOA News. Israel has lifted restrictions placed earlier Monday on the main West Bank Palestinian city Ramallah after another attack that wounded three Israeli soldiers. Only residents of the city were allowed past checkpoints going into the city. Only foreigners, diplomats, and humanitarian cases were allowed out. Regional analyst Joseph Olmert of the University of South Carolina called it prudent.
There is a wave of terrorism against Israelis that is orchestrated, unfortunately, by militant Palestinians with the encouragement of the Palestinian leadership that is based in Ramallah. To the best of my understanding, they had some concrete intelligence alluding to the possibility of a specific attack coming out, emanating from Ramallah.
A former bodyguard for the Palestinian Attorney General opened fire on Israeli soldiers at a checkpoint near Ramallah Sunday, wounding three before being shot dead. The World Health Organization Monday declared the spread of the Zika virus to be a global public health emergency. At a special meeting of researchers and health officials on the virus in Geneva, the WHO said Zika is a public health emergency of international concern. Dr. Margaret Chan is the agency's director general.
The experts agree that a causal relationship between the Zika infection during pregnancy and microcephaly is strongly suspected, though not yet scientifically proven. All agree on the urgent need to coordinate international efforts to investigate and understand this relationship better.
The WHO predicts the virus, which may be linked to neurological disorders in babies, could infect as many as 4 million in the Americas this year. A report by the Joint Monitoring and Evaluation Commission in South Sudan charges troops with the deaths of some 50 people it said were put in a shipping container in high heat. The report said the incident occurred in late October in Unity State. It cataloged the latest atrocities in 2 years of war, including rape and murder carried out by both government troops and rebel forces. U.S. Senator Ted Cruz defeated billionaire businessman Donald Trump in Iowa's Republican caucus, presidential caucus late Monday, the first votes cast in the long 2016 presidential race, Cruz winning with 28% of the vote compared to 24% for Trump.
Tonight is a victory for the grassroots. Tonight is a victory for courageous conservatives across Iowa and all across this great nation.
Senator Marco Rubio of Florida came in third with 23%. On the Democratic side, former Secretary of State Clinton held a razor-thin edge over rival Vermont Senator Bernard Sanders. The race now turns to the next contest, the New Hampshire primary election scheduled February 9th. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.